What if I told you that your financial ceiling has nothing to do with your paycheck and everything to do with your self-perception? That the real reason you're stuck financially isn't strategy, it's your subconscious story about what you're worth. Because here's the truth, you will never earn more than you believe you deserve. Come get into it. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. In today's episode, we're getting dangerously honest about something that stops more women than fear, failure, or imposter syndrome ever could. Money, power, and worthiness. Because here's the core message for today. Your financial reality is a mirror of your money beliefs and your self-worth. Say it again with me. My financial reality is a reflection of what I believe I'm worth. And this is not just spiritual. This is neurological. This is energetic. This is epigenetic. So whether you're still trying to reach overflow or already in it but feeling the pressure to sustain it, this episode is your permission slip to shift from hustle and survival into alignment, capacity, and true wealth embodiment. Let's talk about money. And not just the dollars in your account, but the beliefs in your body. And let me be real with you. This isn't just theory for me. You see, I grew up in the projects of Tampa, Florida, so poverty wasn't just something I saw, it was something I lived. From food stamps, repossessions, that constant feeling of not having enough, that shapes you. That wires your nervous system, that plants beliefs in your body before you even know what belief is. But here's what I also know to be true. Money is a mindset. You see, I didn't magically go from poverty to land in six-figure roles. I had to become the woman who could hold that level of wealth. It took finishing school, pushing through college, landing that entry-level position in IT, figuring out my strengths, developing my gifts, learning how to lead, and let's be clear, and to follow. And more than anything, it took building my self-esteem through setting goals, doing hard things, and seeing myself win over and over again. It also took seeing how well I helped teams and companies refine their strategies, align their operations to goals, and win and make oh so much money. That's how I started to believe I could command a six-figure salary multiple times over. And it's not because I changed jobs, but it's because I changed my self-concept. Because money isn't just in your bank account, it's in your belief system. And maybe you didn't grow up with lack. Maybe you're already making great money, but you're hitting a different kind of ceiling. The kind that doesn't show up in your paycheck, but it does in your peace of mind. Because wealth without worthiness still leaves you searching for approval. So this conversation can still be for you too. So let's start with the science. According to behavioral economics and neuropsychology, up to 95% of your financial habits are subconscious. That means you're not just managing money, you're managing your memories. You're managing inherited patterns, generational wounds, and identity wiring that you didn't choose, but that still run your life, believe it or not. By the age of 7, your beliefs about money, value, and power were already shaped. And not by what someone taught you in school, but by what you witnessed, what you felt, and what you internalized. Did money come with ease or stress for you in your household? Was there always enough, never enough, or even when there was enough, there was just enough? Did you see money used to show love, or was it weaponized in relationships or used to control? Were you told we can't afford that more often than you're worth that, or vice versa? And so now what, decades later, you're either one, rolling in so much dough because you have a healthy relationship with money, or you're wondering why you undercharge even though you overdeliver, or you feel uncomfortable receiving without earning. That's me. Or you sabotage overflow the minute it arrives. And it's not that you're broken, it's just that you're programmed. You've been wired for struggle, but called for abundance. And that's the tension you're feeling. Now let's talk spirit. Spiritual law tells us, as within, so without. As above, so below. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you feel safe receiving. So if you still associate wealth with guilt, greed, or fear, you'll block it, even when you're praying for it, because your nervous system will reject what your heart desires if it doesn't feel congruent with who you believe you are. This is why affirmations without healing won't work. You can speak abundance all day, but if your inner child still believes you're too much, too ambitious, or unworthy of more, you'll subconsciously stay broke to stay safe. And let me give you my truth. There was a time when my income flatlined. And it wasn't because I lacked skill, strategy, or hard work, but because I hadn't upgraded my identity. Oh, I wanted that position and promotion so bad. I still believed I had to prove myself. I still believed I had to work twice as hard to earn half as much. Still believed overflow was for them and not me until I got still. I went to God and I heard this loud in my spirit. Daughter, why are you working for crumbs when I gave you a seat at the table? Woo. That was the moment everything changed, because it wasn't about budgeting better. It wasn't about doing more. It was about finally believing that abundance had my name on it. So I'm asking you now, Where are you still eating crumbs while praying for a feast? Where are you shrinking your ask, your voice, your value, because your old story told you you weren't enough? You are not too much. You are not dreaming too big. You're not asking for too much. You've just been conditioned to believe that lack is noble, and it's not. Lack keeps you surviving. Abundance positions you to pour. So no, we're not just talking about money here. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about the energy you hold, the patterns you pass down, the power you reclaim when you finally decide, I'm no longer available for scarcity. I'm no longer working for crumbs. I sit at the table and I receive in full. So I'm asking you again, what's the story you're telling yourself about money, whether you're still working for more or already there but afraid to lose it? Is it that I can't charge that much? Maybe you're just getting started, or maybe you've been doing the work for years, but still find yourself lowering your prices, second-guessing your value, or over-explaining your offer. You think, if I make it more affordable, more people will say yes. But let me be real, lowering your price doesn't raise your worth. Or is the story, nobody's going to pay me that? This isn't always about lack right here. It's often rooted in perfectionism and identity. You've got the credentials, the receipts, the results, but you still walk into rooms and wonder, should I be here? And you shrink. And not because you aren't ready, but because you were never taught how to own your presence unapologetically. Or is the story, I just need to make anything right now? This one sounds like survival, but really it's stagnation disguised as strategy. You're not dreaming, you're just reacting. Maybe you've been in a tough season, and now you're playing small to feel safe, but there's no overflow in just taking what you can get. There's no power in always being in hustle mode. That's not sustainable, and it's not what you were built for. Or is the story, I'm doing well, but what if I lose it? This one doesn't get talked about enough. You've hit the income goals. You've got the business, maybe even a team. But there's this quiet anxiety you carry like a secret. What if it doesn't last? So instead of expanding, you start clenching. You start holding on to money. You don't hire the help. You delay the next investment. You say no to rest, not because you can't afford it, but because somewhere deep down, your nervous system still doesn't believe this kind of ease is safe. And that's not alignment. That's fear dressed in designer. Or is the story, I just want to help people. I don't care about the money. And I love your heart, but we have to be honest. Can you keep helping people if you're exhausted, underpaid, and spiritually depleted? Purpose work deserves to be profitable. And why, you ask? Because your energy, your voice, your presence, it's all sacred. God didn't give you vision just to keep you struggling while you serve. You deserve to pour from a full cup, not a cracked one. So if you're still saying things like, I'm not in it for the money, I want you to pause. Ask yourself, who taught you that wanting more meant you were less? Who convinced you that needing to be paid well and helping people had to be in conflict? Listen, money is not the root of evil. Misalignment is. If you are doing purpose work, helping people heal, transform, or grow, then being paid well is not a desire. It's a requirement. Because the more you receive, the more you can pour. And the more you grow into yourself, the more space you create for others to do the same. So rather, your fear is not having enough or not knowing how to hold what you have, the root is still the same. you haven't fully owned your worth. And that's the story we're rewriting today. So no more apologizing for wanting more. Say this with me. I am worthy of abundance. Wealth flows to me easily. Again, I am worthy of abundance. Wealth flows to me easily, not because I earned it, not because I proved it, but because I am it. And here's your soul work for this week. Number one, identify one belief you picked up about money that no longer serves the woman you're becoming. Write it down, burn it, release it. Number two, take one powerful financial action that reflects your future self, not your past self. Raise your rate. Ask for the opportunity. Ask for the raise. Open the savings account labeled overflow. And number three, speak life over your finances daily. Get in agreement with what God already said about you. I have plans to prosper you. I will supply all your needs. You are the lender, not the borrower. God can't bless what you don't believe. And let's lock in our learning this week with the affirmation, because the words you speak shape the life you live. They train your mind, your body, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So don't just say it. Speak it like your future depends on it, because it does. Close your eyes, put one hand on your heart, one on your belly, and take a deep breath. Now say this with me. I am worthy of abundance. Wealth flows to me easily. My worth is not up for debate. I am safe to receive. I am powerful. I am free. I am ready. Write it down, say it out loud, and more importantly, live like it's already true. And if you're ready to stop shrinking your power and start stepping into financial overflow, but you still feel blocked, confused, or unsure how to shift, then let's get you clear. Book your Soul Goals Clarity Call today. This isn't coaching. It's a breakthrough. It's where we get to the root of what's been holding you back and map out your next bold move. Because clarity doesn't come from thinking harder. It comes from alignment and action. And this episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Head Game Wraps, a stylish, practical way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. It's perfect for locks, braids, buns, special occasions, or off days. Grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode helped you tell the truth about your relationship with money. And remember this. Money isn't the problem. Worthiness is. Your financial reality is shaped by what you believe you're allowed to receive. So it's time to stop undercharging, over-explaining, and settling for survival. Because overflow doesn't come when you grind harder. It comes when you finally believe you're worthy of more. If this episode sparks something in you, share it with the woman who's ready to stop shrinking and start receiving. Leave a review, hit subscribe, and meet me right back here next week. Because in episode 17, we're closing this season with the question that matters most. So the truth sets you free. Now what? We're closing with clarity, power, and personal responsibility. We'll revisit the biggest breakthroughs we've uncovered together around identity, self-worth, money, boundaries, and purpose. But this episode isn't just a recap. It's a reckoning, because the truth might set you free, but freedom still requires action. And until then, own your truth, claim your worth, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.